today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is where we all get on the same page. I think the three of us. Her working is when she's most attractive to us. Like,
well, to you, certainly.
I feel the same way. Carla has been. Carla brought up to me. It's funny you mention this.
What happens is someone will be down like on Canal Road and they'll hit a water main and it juggles everything up and you get all that goo in your water because it's been settled.
I once found a Valvoline label.
That's so nasty.
I was like, this is not... Thank God we're boiling our water.
I'm doing a dive yesterday.
Before we start today's proceedings, I have a prepared statement as advised by my attorney, Maury Cohen, if I may do so.
Go right ahead, Pauly.
I did not do it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, it's great to be back after the extended weekend for me. I apologize for not being here yesterday. In all the years I've had migraines, I've never had one knock me off the air. And when I woke up today, I realized I thought I had a migraine in the middle of the night. But no, I think it's, well, I hate to tell this to our listeners, but I think I'm suffering from the coronavirus.
Oh no.
Full disclosure.
Well, you always go to the Orient over Martin Luther King weekend.
I went to the Orient.
Yes.
The Orient. Taiwan.
The Orient.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's a. I'm better
gurgle,
than I was yesterday.
The gurgle
but I'm not
that your
much.
Nose made today, the gurgle that your well-miked nose made today said not migraine to me.
All I know is Carla's getting ready to leave the home to do her.
For good?
Workout. No, not for good. No, we wouldn't be in those dire straits. And I won't have
You would have two homes. You could live there, and then she could live there.
Three.
Yeah,
of
three.
Course.
But anyway.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, well, when we have the GoFundMe site, you'll know what's going on here. But anyway, so I am all about planning. About preparation. Yes, planning.
Well, Mike, you like to move fast.
And make sure you go to the right website, Mike.
Impulsive.
There's another one like that that's called Go F Me. You don't want to go to that site.
Go F Me. Yes, go F Me. So I wake up yesterday, and I'm like, oh, no, I have that familiar feeling of having a migraine in the middle of the night. It's happened before. Been a long time, like months and months and months since I've gotten one. And I just, I was sitting there, and it's 6:30, then it's 7 o'clock, then it's 7:15, then it's 7:30, and it's like go time. I'm trying to rally, and then I got to like the 8:30 mark, and unfortunately laid that in the laps of the guys, and I will not do that for the rest of 2020.
You've never done that.
No, you never have.
It was only a family emergency or something happened.
And this morning, it was just a slight. I woke up feeling better.
Good.
But Carla, I said, is it Carla? You rub my sinuses, please. Because she's a facialist, right?
Right.
Well, she's a facialist when she's getting paid or doing friends and stuff like that. But for me, you know, she said, 2 minutes. And she comes over and she goes,
you don't like to perform outside of this domicile.
I understand that. I understand.
That's not true. What if Carla woke up feeling badly and said, Mike, do Jeff Goldblum. You'd do it all day if it helped her.
This is true.
Yes.
I do my impressions.
Yeah, she's a little
Bernie Sanders.
I stand
at the foot of the bed and I do Charlie.
You're going to feel better, Carla. You're going to feel better, Carla. La, 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 la.
You love to give.
Right. So it's either the coronavirus, a sinus headache that just was horrible. But I was a wuss yesterday, and I normally power through it. But sure. I was a wuss.
Can I ask you a follow up question, or may I?
Yes.
Okay. If you think and you know your wife,
what happened? Did we lose the video?
Yeah, please call us back.
I told you. I told you before the show started.
It's fine.
Did I not tell you before the show started?
We power through. We worked together.
But I knew it. I knew it. It wasn't fine on your end.
You knew it.
It was not fine.
You knew it. Yes. Okay.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
I'm not going to talk about him unless I'm blaming him.
No.
All right.
So, as I was going to ask, if there's going to be a top...
That'd be a computer issue.
A top three.
Maybe could fix.
A top three.
We had a computer expert that worked for us.
Top three.
If only.
If we had a top three character list that Carla would actually smile at, laugh at, or maybe find something, some joy in, who would that be from your repertoire?
Yeah, her favorite voices.
Ponyboy Matt Bloom.
Coming in at number three.
Sorry. It's fine. She doesn't listen enough.
She doesn't care enough.
No.
You don't use voices around the house?
No.
Dare I say?
No, my kid likes them. My kid loves them.
And never in the bedroom?
No. That ship has sailed a long time ago when I was trying to impress. Usually at the moment of truth, I used to go...
I was thinking someone sexier.
It's only Charlie today.
Like
that's
maybe
all my brain
Sean
can handle.
Connery.
Oscar got me in a conversation yesterday when I literally couldn't formulate a thought.
Oh, no.
He was in the middle of his migraine.
I was trying to, but it wasn't a migraine. I don't know. I think maybe we'll just wait. But enough about me.
Yes.
It's truly great to be back here and on the show. And we have to talk about the temperatura where we are because this is the coldest day of the year. It's a brand new year, but it is the coldest day in 1 year in Florida. 34 degrees in Southwest Florida today, which is pretty special.
Big freeze.
They didn't get the freeze. They're saying that the freeze, because of the fact that it came overnight, got close to 32. Even the areas that hit 32 it'll be short-lived, so it won't be a deep freeze, which
would that
screws up your orange juice.
Result in skyrocketing citrus costs.
Yes, citrus costs would be problematic, but I don't drink orange juice, so it doesn't matter. And by the way, I think this is let me get a timpani for this.
Yes, please.
Am I doing okay with the video?
Yeah, you look great. Right? You look great.
You sure?
Yes.
Are you positive? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they teach you that?
Are you wearing a hoodie or a big collar? I can't tell.
No, I think there's
that
denim
is my jacket.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That is my jacket that I got over my office chair. This is important.
Is that a denim jacket? Just want to clarify.
Looks like it. Yeah.
I have some good news.
Maybe from the
and
Gap.
I have some bad news.
Okay,
What do you want first?
I like the bad news.
Bad news. I need to know.
Asparagus before ice.
Bad news is Carla and I started keto on Monday.
Okay. That's good news.
I thought that's what you did anyways.
But the good news was that after 6 years' time, Rob Spiewak's fruitcakes arrived.
Oh, that's terrific.
At the wrong time.
We had the holidays. We had even the post-holiday.
Weren't you
we
on
had
keto
after Christmas. We had
though?
Before New Year's.
Weren't you on? You were yelling about keto since the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you eat the way we have been eating, and then you just, you know what it is? You've done this, Oscar, when you're sitting there and you say to yourself,
enough
okay,
is enough.
And keto's a ramp up. It's a ramp up. And they got there and they smelled good. And there were three of them that he put in there. Mm-mm. Oh my God.
Mike, you'd be surprised to know this. Not many people know this. My fruitcakes this year are keto friendly.
Wrong.
No, they're almost wrong. All nuts. They're almost wrong, all nuts. Wrong. That's just keto stuff.
nuts
and oil. That's it. And
no,
eggs.
No, I'm doing what, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing what all our listeners do. A lot of our listeners do.
What's that?
Which is they went right into the freezer. They
Good.
Went right into the freezer to be enjoyed, when we hit a milestone or enjoyed when the holidays pop around, you know, but that's where they're going to go. That's where they are going to go.
Is little Michael on keto as well?
No, but he has a nut allergy, so he can't eat that.
Oh, damn.
That's it. So, I mean, that's it. We're there. And then the care package of stuff I've received since the 2015 came into, and including seasonings.
Yes.
Oh, no. Potential advertiser.
They're great.
Yes, thank you. Also, waved you off right there. Two, moving on.
But everything arrived safely.
Thank you for giving me the heads up. So,
they smelled great.
Okay, yeah. Moving
it was
on.
Fantastic. Yes,
so many good smells in the package between the fruitcake and the wonderful seasonings.
Was there anything... Yeah. Did the record come that you wanted, or was that?
There was a George Carlin record.
Okay, and you got that.
The one record that I really was into. Well, the George Carlin's an old record. I don't know if it's in good shape or whatever.
It's playable. It was it's nice.
But, I don't know who it came from. I don't know who I send a thank you to. I don't know. Look, we've discussed it before. It's the way he does this. He hates it. He doesn't like doing it.
He so has a no name. And
you're Rob.
And that's right. And it stops today. You'll get stuff in a timely fashion.
Well, we got the Maddie.
Just knowing who I think. Carla likes to get a thank you note out, and she gets
my God,
for me.
A written thank you note, which is written, really nice.
Or an email that goes out to
I've
people.
Seen
and I know
notes.
Dirk in that package donated to the Wounded Warriors.
Yes.
Special Ops Wounded
thank
Warriors.
You.
So
woo.
I wanted to give Dirk a shout out on the show.
Nod.
I've given him a lot of personal ones, but he doesn't get enough credit on the air. So Dirk, you're a good man, and I truly appreciate what you did for that. But the let's be honest, the real stuff in there, those three packages of goodness, and I just
can't have them.
I couldn't do it.
You got to be disciplined.
I couldn't dive in.
You got to be disciplined. This
you're showing amazing restraint. I applaud that. I apologize about the timing.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to bust your chops for that because if anybody got a chance, there's a great video that I was tardy in getting out to the world because Maddie put it together of Rob and company making the fruitcakes. And I can't bust your chops with as hard as you guys work because as funny as the video is, and it's funny because it's a lot of Rob, you know, just being stupid. But I have to tell you.
I don't know
you,
how they found those moments.
But it's really demonstrates the amount of manual labor
yes.
that goes yes. into this. So I can't bust your chops for being late on, we were not
a
priority to get the fruitcakes.
What a great video.
Priorities to get the fruitcakes out to everybody.
The listeners.
And, you're, by the way, just for future videos, I love seeing you in every clip.
Right.
I love seeing you. But if you could show more of Shannon Zabalios.
I agree.
Hey. Stirring.
Glazing.
Please. No, you don't.
Don't be gross.
That's not gross. See, that's where she was. That's the best footage we have of her.
But no, there was one shot where, she just. Shannon has a girl next door, ivory girl quality
yes.
that I'm not trying to offend.
No,
I'm
no,
much
I,
older
I,
than
I,
she
I'm,
is, but I'm just going to
well
say
aware.
She is just
yes.
a special looking person. I've yes. always thought that she's just, I think the camera's good to her. And
but she's elegant looking.
She's elegant looking. That's the word.
And her working,
if she's in the video.
This is where we all get on the same page. I think
yes.
the three of us. Her working is when she's most attractive to us. Like,
well, certainly.
Same way.
Carla brought up to me. It's funny you mentioned this. Carla brought up to me yesterday. She said, "You're aware because I was, I was literally immobile
yeah.
all day." And Carla at one point said to me, "You realize I have done everything for this house." And I raised my head painfully up off the recliner and I went, "Yep."
Wow.
And went back to doing my thing.
I didn't realize she paid for it. That's so nice of her.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. But she has done a lot. We have an official guest room.
Yes.
We have an
That's
official
awesome.
Guest room.
That's awesome.
And it's great. It's just a question when I come in here. I realize I am, in a space down here.
I think they call it an albatross.
This is an albatross.
Yeah.
It's an albatross, yeah.
A taxing bird.
Yeah. So we have this laminate that we put down in the house, and the laminate in one of the areas is over tile, which a lot of people do, and we put the laminate. And so I obsessed on it because I just walked into I walked the entire length of the house.
You walked a
and
lot.
And somebody said, "These floors are creaky." Well, no, it's a floating floor, and occasionally you'll get a little crack when when you walk over laminate, and it's nothing. And I went nuts over the weekend about it. Because you know what you can't do?
Yes.
You can't listen to what looky-loos say about the house. You can't do it.
No.
No.
This house is pristine. This house is remodeled. It is gorgeous.
How about
it is fantastic.
Put a little shim under it. Shim the floor.
No, you can't put a shim. It's not like your 1800s house. This is gorgeous.
Put a table over it. So no one will walk there.
Or a cone.
This is
gorgeous. Don't step on this one.
But you know what? Not like a traffic cone, but like a pretty cone.
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful.
You can't see
it's beautiful.
The carpet. But you can see
well, we've also got the portrait effect. So all we see. is a crime scene right now.
Yeah, it looks I'm like sorry. It's foggy there, but it's nice. Beautiful through the fog.
Nice ass. Hey, this is Mike O'Mara if he was on Cops. Hold up. Hold up. Stop. Police. You better watch the video today, folks. You better
that
watch.
Was perfect.
Are we streaming live today, Pony?
You bet we are, sir.
Hey, there you go. All
right. All right. Yeah, go back to sleep.
Baby. Yeah. That's fantastic. So the floors are great. And I know we have
it's not just the floors, it's the walls and the ceilings. It's all great.
It's this house is, you want to talk about pristine when you go in. As someone who's looked at houses to get more space for 5-6 years to really like figure out how we get a little more space.
The next move is going to be,
And you walk into some places that, hey, buy me. And it's like, oh my God.
Sell me.
Yeah.
You expect, I'm talking about like toilets that haven't been cleaned. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the toilet, and I'm not talking about like poop or anything like that. I'm talking about toilets that have been
dusty.
So long neglect that they have the mold. You know what I mean? The ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where the water has just sat there. You got to flush them once in a while. You
as they
do
say
that
on Seinfeld, you got to exercise the gaskets.
I don't get it. Was,
that was the job that he gave when Jerry went out of town and he didn't trust George to get his mail and George was feeling left out. So he said, I have a job for you. I need you to come in every day and flush my toilets to exercise the gaskets.
Is that true? I had a...
You just don't let them sit.
No, you can't.
I think we might have talked about this off air. I had a dinner meeting, I would say late November last year, with somebody just that of wealth, I would say. And they were mentioning their home, which I know,
Gloria Vanderbilt,
which I know is like cartoon size that I've never been to. It's not but I know that it's huge.
And those are the houses that might have it happen too.
So
the cartoon size.
Exactly.
House.
Yeah.
At one point, one of the gentlemen asked the other gentleman, do you have to walk the property and go to the restrooms and flush because that's what my wife says we have to do at our home because they both had cartoon size homes.
That's so great.
Yeah. And I said,
yeah, I'll be doing it before I leave, even with this teeny little house. Yeah. Two bathrooms.
And I said,
flush both.
Excuse me? Like, I got one bathroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like, but to be fair, Mike, you'll be flushing both toilets because you have to.
But, nope, already took
so
care of that.
Attaboy.
it's a true issue that these homes are so huge that they have to go in bathrooms that are just never used to flush the toilets because that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Otherwise, they get it's like leaving a glass of a beverage somewhere. You've
unattended,
all lived in those frat houses where you leave a glass
that's
out and all of a sudden you're looking at it's got science.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
And then the scrubbing begins.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
It's craziness. But it's,
but your house is fully formed. I was showing when we were looking at houses 10, 11 years ago, certain houses, they say, the previous owners took the doorknobs. So, I mean.
Really?
Yeah. That was when people were just.
That was during the
crash when people were just. People were like walking away from houses and things were missing.
When you get a foreclosure, people would take toilets, baths.
You lose the
car. All the appliances out.
But I want people to know that when they buy from Mike O'Mara, every knob is included.
Now, speaking of where the new digs, I have an issue with tap water. I've always had an issue. Where do you guys line up on tap water or in the home or bottled water in the home?
Depends on the
state.
I am
terrified.
It really does.
Tap water.
You know, really, New York City tap water, it's sort of almost a punchline, but it is fantastic.
It's supposed to be. But you still think, it's under that city with people peeing and pooping and, you wonder if it really is as good as they say, or could it be a bit, Rob, question everything, right?
No, but I go by flavor, and I remember up there it was really good.
Arizona tap water, terrible.
Yeah, I grew up in a house that had a well that had so many minerals and stuff in it that the water had an actual flavor that I grew to really enjoy our tap water because it was from our own well. Nowadays, I use filtered water from the fridge when I drink water.
Yes,
I'm fine with
now,
that.
That's what I don't know. I don't know if my refrigerator
I do not
in the
like,
new house
I do
has
not
a
like
filter.
The Loudoun County water tastes like a swimming pool.
If it's the fridge, if it's the fridge, Mike, you can you can switch out the filters. The filter's probably an old filter.
Yeah, but I don't even know where the filter is because it's new and I don't know where the hell. My other refrigerator, I knew where the I'll have a big glass right here. That's what I'll do.
So you're getting a different flavor from the same neighborhood. Different fridge.
No, it's a neighborhood one over. It's not the same neighborhood.
Oh.
It's not. It's across. It's a totally different neighborhood.
Okay.
But it's
well, it's
right
easy
next
enough
door.
To Google your the manual of your refrigerator and find out what filter it needs and where it goes.
Yeah, the DC tap water, terrible.
Oh, horrible.
I remember when we were going through our zero water filter phase where we were boiling water with Todd Moore.
Mm. That was a great podcast.
Yes,
it was a one-off, but I loved it.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, you Google that, and DC's not just known for not having good water, right?
Oh, it's terrible water. And, yeah, and the gunk at the bottom, once it's boiled, is just scary. You're like, oh
really?
God.
Oh, yeah.
You mean that it actually has residue and when you boil it?
I believe the word you're looking for is particulates.
Ew.
It is disgusting.
It's bad stuff.
Disgusting.
And what happens is someone will be down like on Canal Road and they'll hit a water main and it juggles everything up and you get all that goo in your water because it's been settled.
I once found a Valvoline label.
That's so nasty.
I was like, this is not, thank God we're boiling our water.
I found two nickels.
I'm doing a dive yesterday because Carly said, well, we should have water delivered. And
delivered.
I said, okay, well, let me do it.
Sorry,
let me,
Daddy Warbucks.
Let me, well, I didn't know. I do a dive on it, right? So I look up on this website, and they had a great website, and it sold me a little bit. So I called.
It was
and of course,
great
they
one.
Immediately say,
It's a great one.
I think it's like Water One or something like that's the company.
They're very good.
Yeah.
You've never heard of them. They're not in your area. They're in Chicago and Florida.
I know Deer Park.
I call, and they say, how many in the household? And I put 3, and it says, well, 6 jugs a month. Well, that's 5 gallons. That's absurd.
Right.
I mean, we'd have to be drinking water. So I put 2 people, and they say 3 jugs a month.
Are they including
like
bathing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's drinking water.
Okay.
I think it's drinking water. So I call them, and they say $6.25 for a 5 gallon jug, which is what you'd pay at like Walmart or something. So it's on that's on the high side to me. Okay.
Right.
You can get a 5 gallon jug by going outside the CVS where they have that glacial water dispenser.
And you can fill
that up for like $1.75.
Yeah, but don't you always feel like that's coming from the hose behind Walmart?
No. Because I like the flavor.
No, I like the flavor of it.
To be honest with you, sometimes I do wonder about that.
We used to, when we had the well, we had to have water delivered because, and Todd will love this, we needed fluoridated water for the kids. Because they had young baby teeth and they needed the fluoride, and there's no fluoride in well water.
I never knew that was an option.
So the doctor said, you know, this is really what you should do for your kids.
Ooh.
So yeah, we used to have water delivered, and it's nice. I like, you know what? The water cooler is fun with the dispenser.
They said, let me get my calculator out because this is what they said to me yesterday. They said that, so I think it was like $6.25, and then...
The jugs, just for those at home, they don't place themselves by themselves into the machine. That means somebody has to switch them
out. Right.
So, $37.50 for 6 jugs a month.
Yes.
$37.50 for water. All right.
Yeah.
Then they tell you this. And each jug has a $6 deposit. I'm like, thank you, goodbye.
The deposit sort of rolls over like a growler, right? I mean, once you pay it.
Yeah, but I still don't want
That's why you're the rube. You're like, but that's all a wash. It's not a wash.
Well, I'm not a rube. I'm trying to think from their side.
Their side, I think it's pretty harsh when they say free delivery. They get these costs back whatever way they need to get them. And that's just to me.
No, this is true marketing, Mike. If you can get the customer to believe they're getting a deal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And look, there's a big difference between displaying your prices in a very transparent manner and trying to trick someone into a transaction. There's two. Mm-hmm. Those are two different. In my eyes, when you see $9.99 billed annually.
Yep.
Which you'll see a lot of companies use now. We don't do that here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We don't do that anywhere else. But that's deceiving to me, where it's billed annually, because you're like, oh, okay, so automatically your mind thinks monthly you're paying $9.99. No, you got to pay that $120 plus up front. That's what billed annually is.
Right.
So that's how you get your money up front. Now, is it, I mean, if you read it, the details, that makes sense. But in my eyes, most people are expecting $9.99 a month.
Yep.
So it's one of these deals where you're like, you read the fine print and realized it's not worth it. In my eyes, if you're thinking of water and a water filter, we went through this here at Podcast Village and did the exact same math you were talking about. First, who's going to switch out the jug of water? You're not going to do that. Carla's got a good back, so maybe she can do that. But
well, I've been doing it. I did it at the old house. I've done it at both houses up, you know, because that's what I do. I go down, get the 5-gallon jugs, bring them back into the house, and put it in the cooler.
What about a countertop R2-D2 machine that we have like here at Podcast Village where we don't pay nearly as much as what you're talking about here that has a commercial
filter. And it also dispenses hot water if you wanted to make tea or something like that. It's great.
Well, what's it hooked up to?
It's hooked up to the water line.
City water, but it filters it.
Yeah.
Really?
And it chills it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's nice.
Send me the info. I'd like to know. I know. Right now, I'm reverting back to across the street, there is a pond, and I'm going to get a bucket, and then I put a very porous towel over a colander, and I pour it into another vessel, and that's what we're drinking right now.
Well, Mike, I'm going to send you a pail.
And it's a good chance for my son to come with me and see the wildlife. Yes.
Don't let him fall in the well.
Oh, let the mosquitoes in the water, son. Exactly.
That's right. Everything well, that's what fine. The filter does.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So it's delicious. And by the way, I have figured this out by just doing my own calculations. The water that I'll be getting out of that pond will be a good source of protein.
Oh, God.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. You feel like? Just stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather won. Every guy had one picture back then. I got to get back, feed them hogs. Who's going to feed the hogs? Somebody got to feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live. Hi, I'm back.
Hello.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. From Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Otisco Lake, New York. Are we going to be able to edit that Scottish-Irish
music?
It's
like it'll never happen.
Exactly.
Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Otisco. Is it Otisco Lake?
Otisco.
Otisco Lake, New York, South Bend, Indiana, Somerset, Ohio, Sherman Oaks, California, and Cordoba, Spain. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. If you have a city you would like to hear in the opening of the show, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll get yours on as well. And our show today is brought to you by Untuck It. Do you ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked. It's the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my untucked shirts. Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. With more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great, and they look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite untucked style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. Don't just take my word for it. Try untucked for yourself. Visit untucked.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untuckit.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off your first order.
Mike, I hate to interrupt, but we have someone on our newsmaker hotline, a person who is a very polarizing figure on the TMOS fan club.
Is this the person that we talked about interviewing on Tuesday last week?
Yes, it absolutely is.
We postponed him due to the fact that I was not here yesterday.
Exactly.
But, correct.
We knew you'd want to be in on it.
Well, you call him a newsmaker. We call him a P1 fan. Yeah. And he's somebody that has generated a lot of holiday chat on the Mike O'Mara show leading up to the break and even after the break.
Cheer and
I give
jeer.
You the man, the legend, New York City bus driver, Paulie Christine, is joining us right now. Paulie, are you there?
Good morning, Your Honor.
Hi. Paulie, how are you?
Before we start today's proceedings,
yes,
I have a prepared statement as advised by my attorney, Maury Cohen, if I may do so.
Go right ahead, Paulie.
I did not do it. I was never there. I have several sworn statements from several witnesses of my whereabouts at that particular time. Thank you, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you, Paulie. Right. Thank you. Paulie, when is the next time, first question from me, when is the next time you will be going to the Caribbean?
July.
July. July. Okay, so that's a pretty long period of time.
Nearly half a year.
We got a little lengthy break from, but we were in Jamaica in September, and then it was my stepdaughter's wedding that was last week. That's what it was.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that because there was just this name I saw. We'll deal with that in a second. Fascinating with this. The total number of times in the year 2019 that you went to an all-inclusive beach resort?
At least five.
Five. Okay.
Oh, he says at least five.
Paulie, you can understand the questions that arose when we think about that because, you know, we follow your incredible presence on social media, and it just was, you know, I'm thinking, I remember when I came into a little money for selling an interest in a house that I own with my family, and the number one splurge that I took advantage of was I said, I'm taking the family to an all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. I went to beaches. You've been to beaches. And Paulie, those places are not cheap.
Correction, sir. I never do beaches. Beaches have children. I go to sandals.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sandals.
All adults, all booze.
Okay,
sandals.
So sandals,
same family, same cost. It's
same
expensive.
Company,
it's
basically, yeah, right? Isn't it the same company, right, Paulie?
Yes. They're intertwined, but sandals strictly is adult only, and beaches it's for families.
Okay.
Okay. So you do the adult only, yes. And how was the wedding in Jamaica, Paul?
Fantastic. Very windy because it's their winter there, so right. It's still about 87 degrees, but it was like 20-mile-an-hour winds almost every day, and we had one really bad day of rainstorms. But other than that, it was fantastic. And we had it up on a terrace, you know. So, I mean, all the guys looked great, and all the women's hair were, like, flying everywhere. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we get the same stuff in Florida. So we get wind. We've had wind, you know, wind. Since the end of November. That's the way it's been. So the subject of Paulie came up when you became popular on the Mike O'Mara show, and we were talking about your food. We were talking about you've had these great promos. I am one
Thank
of your
you.
Biggest fans. I think they're fantastic.
There was a show in the works. There was a show in the works, and then it got canceled right away.
Oh, back
that
burner.
Was the show. Well, that was the movie show with Jim Amato,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What happened with that? Yes, we can get to that. What happened with that, Paulie?
Okay, the seed started when you were talking to Rob. And Rob would bring up obscure movies and so forth. And you said to Rob, hey, why don't you just have your own podcast and talk about this stuff, okay? So, which turned into Nostalgia Corner. I sent an email to Rob saying, listen, I have a really good knowledge. My wheelhouse is the 70s, but I know a lot of movies. I'm getting 15 movies this week through the shopping center banner through Target. You know, so I mean, I really am. I'm a music and movie buff, no matter what. I really am into it. So I sent this letter to Rob. Rob, of course, never responded because that's what Rob does.
Oh.
And, kidding, you know I love you, Rob. So anyway, I came up with the idea of the TMOS Movie Club. And I said, well, who can I get as a partner? Boom, Jim Amato, because Jim Amato, if anything, is the catalyst for me to start doing promos. Because before that, all you heard was your interns or you guys doing promos. And then one day, I heard another voice. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And you say Jim Amato. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's a regular guy. And I'm driving the bus one day, and I hear the Godfather theme in my head, and a promo comes out of my brain. And started, you know? And,
yeah.
And I'm up to, I think, like 40 promos with you guys.
Top 40.
Anyway.
And we love them.
So anyway, now, thank you. So now, anyway, I propose it to Jim. I send it to you. You guys greenlight it. I go, oh, my God, this is great. I go to Jim. Jim, we got the show. He goes, well, you know, I'm thinking about doing something else. I have a couple of shows in the can. And he wants to do a music show. And I said, hey, stupid, why don't we get this one off the bench? And if we get greenlit and go, then we can start that project. Well, I have to talk to Oscar and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So now I scrambled and I went out to the fan club page and said, listen, anybody else, because I really don't know production, I want to learn production, can help me. And then you guys put the kibosh on it.
Oh, so see,
then
we,
I
all
wanted to put a contract all right, on okay. Jim Amato.
Well, yeah, all right. So that's I don't dispute anything you just said. I think
this is all true. Then
it sounded like Amato backed off of this, right. And then Amato, you know, because of his knowledge of radio and his knowledge of production, he's helped out with a lot of different things that I'm aware of. And so when you just put it out to anybody, that's when we took a step back.
So he broke up with you.
He broke up with you.
And he broke up with you. And then you broke up with him.
Well, it's likely he broke up with you because you said, hey, stupid.
Right. Well, I saw the hey, stupid after the fact of, well, I don't know. I'm like, come on, guys. We could be under the umbrella of TMOS. Let's do this. And, you know,
I got
a few in the can.
Smart man.
Yes.
Smart man. Yeah. Smart man.
Strategy.
And we love trying new things.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's very
exciting. All right, Paulie, can you hang in for one more break? We got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll finish this up with the movie show. I want to find out all about you and maybe that family you might be sort of related to. We'll do that.
All right,
very, very good. We will come back with more fun and our friend Paulie Christine on the Mike O'Mara Show. And we'll talk about food.
Yes.
Got to talk about food when we come back right here.
New decade, no more excuses, Mike. All this month on the Oh My Gov Show, we're showing you how to make your life better by doing something as simple as the dishes, to creating a battle plan that's in your face every single day. Remember, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never get it. And we know you want the Oh My Gov Show right now. Subscribe to the Oh My Gov Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. You might already know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery or surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone. That's thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. I have the Ring floodlight cam so I can keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. I check it 3 times a day. It's the best. Lovely layer of snow.
Hey.
Lovely layer of snow up there. Yes, sir. Glad I'm here, even if it's 36 degrees. Anytime I want, I can do that. As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring kit. It's a starter kit. It's available right now. Listen to what you get. A video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. That's the one I use. The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. And by the way, that floodlight cam is humming. And I've had that for a while. That's been up there in all the elements of Maine, and it is doing great. Build that ring of security around your home with Ring. You're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. And thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, so the... yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Spiewak.
We went through a whole segment. We didn't really address the issue that made this call possible. And that is, I go back to a letter we got last week from a guy, Jim in Olney.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote...
Yeah, why don't you do that, Rob?
What's that?
Bring back that letter.
Probably because you mentioned the fact that I never replied to your email. Love you, Paizan. This comes from Jim in Olney, and it says, hey, guys, I have a theory on Paulie's activities. I'm pretty sure he's also known online as Paulie Flicks on Twitter. He's known to supply access to first-run movies while they are still in the theater. I first became of him when I heard him on The Sports Junkies. He doesn't call in much anymore, just a guess and something to think about. And also, I'd like to add a piece of intel that I got from an anonymous source, that back in the day, you were quite an active participant on the Ron and Fez program.
Oh!
Do you care to address that?
That's not true.
Okay. I can, you know what? I believe him because everyone who called Ron and Fez.
Well, no, I mean, I know he's a radiophile.
I love Ron and Fez.
Paulie, I'll throw this out.
Yes.
I know you're a radiophile, and I also know when you like something.
You like something.
You like to dive in. Like, you know, you don't just like to go to Kiss concerts. You like to get your picture taken with Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons and those guys. Mm-hmm. You dive in all the way. He's also a thoughtful guy.
This is true.
You know, when he sends stuff along to my little son, who happens to say
super nice.
Still, why, I don't know. I don't even know where it came from, but that is his favorite band, Kiss. It's killing me.
Hey, Mike, bring him up here in August to play in Atlantic City. You could go gamble, and I'll bring the kid to Kiss.
Kiss, that's the name. So so the Junkies, we became aware of that, and it's in the old days of radio, if I was doing a morning show and the Junkies were doing a morning show, that, you know, Paulie, because you're a radiophile, you know that would have been the kiss of death.
We burning bridges, yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But now
I go like this. Listen, you got to go through a lot of girlfriends before you meet your true love. I'm not just saying to kiss your ass. I feel that you guys are my wheelhouse. I think I really work good with you guys. I was with the Junkies. I loved them, and it all started with BDK because I was on the computer and I saw the listing of segments. I saw BDK movie reviews. I'm like, oh, what's this all about? And then I saw about cakes. And I'm not a sports guy. Like, oh, you know, I'll watch the Super Bowl, but I'm not a sports guy. And then that's what the show turned after. Went to the Fan, turned all sports, and I got really turned off by that. I used to call in when they did segments like Donkeys of the Week. I mean, I was prevalent. I was on the show. People knew who Paulie Flicks was. But then it ended that way. But I'm still really good friends with Cakes. I'm really good friends with JP. I mean, I have this phone number.
Oh, that's sweet.
I do communicate with them. You know, it's not a radio thing. We are actually friends.
Yeah, but you've stopped sleeping with them, and now you're sleeping with us.
Right.
Well, I went to the best. What am I talking about?
Thank you. You know what? Full disclosure, honest answer, I'm fine. I'm fine with
me
that.
Too.
And Rob, how dare you bring up that letter? I cannot believe you tried to throw Paulie under the bus. That is, I am personally offended by that. Why don't you just go over to the Senate and get on the Trump legal team?
Exactly.
Okay? I mean, really.
This is how I operate.
Hey, Mike. Yes. They said to Carlito's wife, the hole is dug. The shovel's there with the lie right next to it. The contract is signed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, since you made that segue yourself, I will share. Now, look, I love your promos. I get a kick out of them. But what I truly love more than anything else is your presence on social media. And we're going to talk about the key. Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. So you're down in at the wedding, right? And all I know is I see this little card celebrating some sort of maybe the nuptials, maybe the rehearsal or whatever.
I see
the word. I'm almost afraid to say it. Gambino.
Yes.
Be very careful.
Be careful.
I am going to be very careful. I bet. You have a big family, Paulie? Big Italian family?
Not me personally, I do not. But the other side now that is incorporated within the Christine Gambino family, now we have become large.
Okay.
Oh, so you're married into the Gambino family. That's nice.
I have read.
I didn't marry into nothing.
No. He's just a guest at a wedding. You're a guest at a wedding.
All right. So the Christine family, who is the relative that married into the family?
My stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Your stepdaughter. Yeah. Okay. All right. So fine. All right. So is there anything?
Disgusting.
I'm not going to ask any pointed questions because I've read everything there is to read about
question.
That.
I have a question.
Oh, no. Please, you're going to kill us.
Please be careful.
I have a fair question.
All right. Go ahead.
What is the vacation schedule like for a New York City bus driver?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, now we can get to why I have not been at TMOS Live for 2 years.
Okay.
When December comes for a New York City bus driver, we have the entire year, we have to pick our 5 weeks vacation the entire year in December. So okay. My wife likes to do 3 month segments of us getting away, and she was touching November a lot, and it just so happened one time was the Kiss Cruise, and another time we went to St. Lucia. So it just didn't work out. And I told my wife specifically this year, no matter what, November is blank.
Yeah.
Because whatever TMOS is doing, I'm going there no matter what. I will be there this year.
You're going to want to tell her October now, Paulie. Just heads up.
That's right, you're friggin' telling me. Yes.
October.
All right.
I'm serious. Right, I had a long conversation just 2 days ago with a venue. October.
I don't even know this.
Right. Me neither.
Yes.
I don't...
Exclusive. He keeps these things. Exclusive,
well,
Mike.
Oscar likes to do all his stuff and then...
in secret.
Yes.
And then tell Pauly on the air.
Now my mind's racing too.
Yes.
Well, just get ready for our big Columbus Day.
I would say late October, Pauly. Why don't you just hold that right now? Save late Halloween. October.
Well, I'm so glad I'm not going back on the kids' cruise because they made it sucky this year and it was around the last week of October. So now I'm not going to
the The Kiss Cruise.
There's nothing worse than a sucky Kiss Cruise.
Pauly, I love your food posts, but I wouldn't go on a Kiss Cruise if you had a Luger at my skull. I wouldn't do it. You know, get on the boat. But anyway, so Pauly, the family, you're happy with the family?
Very nice. Well, the father's all right. The mother,
Oh, okay. That's New York. Sure. You tell it like it is.
How many fur coats at this wedding?
Hey, what was you making? No fur coats. Okay, A lot of high heels.
But it was a good wedding, and we won't ask. And all right, Pauly, out of respect, you're getting respect from me here. I won't ask any questions about the new family, okay?
Thank you. And I want to address the thing about how we're able to do this. And it all goes to
good.
The wife at the moment is the okay. The wife at the moment is the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on scholarship.
So we both. No, I'm not. We both make over $100,000 a year. She does a little better than I do. Gabish?
Okay. Oh, you've got a dual income. Dual income.
How long have you been driving your bus, Pauly?
I'm in my 28th year right now.
Okay, so that makes sense that you've earned that kind of money, and also 5 weeks of vacay a year. Right. You've been at it. Good for you.
So yeah, I have that. Let's put this out of 1,500 guys, we have seniority. I'm number 38 out of 1,500 guys.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
Pauly, how long do you want to hang doing it? How long do you want to continue?
Mike, 22 more months, brother, and then we'll be having margaritas together right after that.
Damn.
Really? Okay. All right. Very cool. So let me see. Have we got all our questions
answered?
Well,
I think we didn't ask the Teamster question.
The Teamster question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you part of the Teamsters, Pauly? You guys got a union up there?
Oh, of course, we're union. What are you talking about?
I just didn't know
you. All right,
silly question.
Before we let you go, then very silly. Let's get into the food. Food. You love food, my friend. You post about food. Of all the, I get the impression that the Christmas season, when you have the Friday, the Christmas Eve dinner, that might be the high point. But you tell me, Pauly, what is your best food experience of the year that you look forward to the most?
Well, again, it all goes down. It comes down to my wife, Debbie, and hopefully everybody gets to meet her one day, and Aunt Mary is Sundays with spaghetti and meatballs and the whole nine yards. There's like 12 of us there. That's the deal right there. And then Thanksgiving is the wife's deal. So every picture you see basically is either right out at a restaurant or Debbie made the food. And like you see the menus that we made up, that's all my wife. My wife is creative. That's why I'm friggin' over 300 goddamn pounds because she makes too good of food. She's friggin' gonna kill me.
So this is your wife, Debbie, that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Debbie, how long you been married to Debbie?
Going on 17.
17 years, and you two kids seem like you are just into the same stuff. You like going to shows. You like to. Does Debbie share your interest in TMOS?
Not at all. Yes. Yes. She's like Mike. She's like your wife and like Rob's wife. They could give two poops about us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my wife a little bit more than Rob's wife, but that's okay.
Yeah, but why make it a contest?
That's what I'm saying. It's always fascinating to me because I was Paulie from Brooklyn. And then all of a sudden, Mike, you started saying my full name. I'm like, oh, my God, he's saying my full name. And then, like, last week with a cavalcade, and then you did that tribute, I go, you got to listen to this. My wife just rolls her eyes and goes, okay, all right.
No. Well, you two kids seem like you're very much in love. I love the food pictures. I love the promos. Keep them coming. Please. I can't comment on the Amato situation.
Yeah, Amato-gate.
Rob, do you have any questions for Paulie before we let him go?
I have a question. You mentioned your Aunt Mary. Is she the one that actually sort of got us introduced because she wanted the fruitcake? Is that the same?
Well, you know, it started with me, with you guys, to be honest with you. I used to do the mailbag and do a birthday request, and I would always have Mike talk up a song
right
as Jack Cassidy, because Jack Cassidy was like the greatest thing Mike ever does for me. That I still have it as my outgoing voicemail.
Thank you, Paulie.
Oh, I love you, Jack. So after that, you know, I did the whole thing with Aunt Mary, and that was the day that I had it on my voicemail, and I was at Star Wars watching the movie, and you guys left a message for me, and that really got the ball rolling with us communicating the way we are right now.
Well, I'm glad she is doing well, and you have been a tremendous contributor.
85 years old.
And Paulie is also helpful for me on Record Store Day. He's a good guy, and I'm glad we are all loving each other right now.
Except for Amato.
Except for Jim Amato. He's stupid.
All right. Paulie, I really do think, I think Rob's lying. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hey, Mike, I just want one thing. Please give me the opportunity for the Movie Club podcast. That's all I ask.
Well, you know, it's all about the collaborator, Paulie, and let's talk to Amato and see if we can maybe motivate him a little bit. Is he dead to you? Is Amato dead to you already? Okay, thank you. That's Paulie. Hang up on him. Thank you very much, Paulie. We appreciate that.
And, there's a lot of holes in the desert.
That guy's confident. He's confident. Oh. He could do it. Oh, yeah, he can handle a podcast. Yeah. He'd be fine. With the New York accent and the knowledge of movies, if he brings a decent collaborator, where we step back is when he just sort of threw it out to anybody, and that's not the way it normally works. Yeah. I don't know how Paulie is perceived in the rest of the P1 community.
I think he's made a lot of friends today.
Sure.
We will take a break. I don't know. I like the guy.
I do too.
Can't help it. That was fun. And we'll take a break. Rob, don't tell the truth. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Meara Show app.
Mike O'Meara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know, Master.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little R2 unit?
I always thought it was a space station, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Meara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Meara Show app. It's new, and all the galaxies are talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I simply love it.
An Android have I? Work for me, will it?
Absolutely. Both platforms. The new Mike O'Meara Show app. Download it and improve your galactic empire today. We love it.
All right. Chop it in half and rerun it. That's awesome. That's good stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Hey! Stop taking that selfie and listen up. Preserving your recorded memories is every bit as important as capturing them. Is your family's legacy digitally preserved so it can be passed down for generations to come? Isn't that great? I love Legacy Box.
I do too.
You're going to love them too. They're a super simple mail-in service to have all of your home movies and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. You just go online and purchase the box that you need. You get a Legacy Box kit and you fill it with all your media. Slap on the prepaid mailing label and send it back. In a couple of weeks, you get all your originals back, plus perfectly preserved digital copies ready to watch, share, and relive. Over 750,000 families, including me, Oscar, and Rob, have trusted Legacy Box. You should too. Get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. If this is something you haven't thought about, you got to remember to do it. It's great. It's a wonderful tribute to your own family. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send it in when you're ready. Save your time and memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. And we thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, she was taping a special across the hallway. She's here right now. Yes, she's dropped by the empty home. Come right in, Carla, and say hi to the guys.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
It sure is.
How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Thank you for alerting us to the stream issue we had yesterday. If not for you, we would not have
known. Wanted to say thank you.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Is he there?
Yes, I am. He's here.
He can tell me thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. You're welcome, Pony.
Ma'am.
Anytime.
You know, since Mike is technically Pony's boss, I think it's nice that he refers to you as ma'am. I think that shows respect.
Yeah, that was very kind of you.
And I think
I felt it was very sincere.
From now forward, let's make that practice.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. So would you like to do a pitch to sell this house now?
Oh, yes. This is an absolutely lovely home. Great sunrise. Lots of windows.
Oh,
lots
nice.
Of sliding
nice.
Glass nice. Doors.
Nice.
If you like to fish, it's, you know, fish in your backyard. Lots of animals. We have like little pet rabbits around here. And geckos, that's sweet. And eagles. Yeah, it's a great place.
You like to golf?
You definitely want
right
to come here. Oh, yeah. Of course. You're on the 15th green.
Yeah.
Right. It's a golfer's paradise.
Yeah, it's paradise. And the weather's fantastic, except for today.
Yeah, that's right. It's cold.
It is cold.
Thank you, Carla.
Great seeing you.
Right, get out of here.
Oh, yeah, by the way, and the floors are wonderful.
Thank you.
They really are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Thanks. Thanks for bringing me cash.
Did she bring you lots of D's hot cash?
Yeah. D's hot cash, everybody. Fantastic. That was cool with Pauly. I like to get to know listeners that participate. So, you know, Jim Amato, if you're out there, you know, you'd like to do something.
You know what, today? Let's call today Second Chance Wednesday, where Jim Amato can get right back in the fold.
Now, Jim is a wonderful P1-2.
There's nothing wrong with Jim, but Jim, you can't, like, I would say Pauly Christine is right. Like, strike while the iron's hot.
Yep.
Start with your movie show, pivot to a music show. You can't pick and choose. And
well, Rob's more connected to Amato. So what can you tell us about the situation?
I know zero about the situation. I was not part of the discussions, and this is the first time I know of any bad blood between those two.
No, I'm talking about the Jim Amato music show.
I don't know about that either. I know that he posts on Facebook music moments of the day, like this day in music history.
Yeah.
I see those around, and they seem well-researched and solid. I don't know if it's enough to... Is the door shut?
Thanks, Carla.
Thanks, buddy. I don't know if it's enough to carry an entire podcast, but I enjoy his music knowledge. Sure.
All right. So, I don't know. I mean, I just... I love all the people that
Amato
get into this show.
Amato is great. It's just... I guess... I don't know how to say this without sounding like a complete asshole.
Never stopped you before.
It's never. I was just going to say the exact same thing. Thank you, people.
And I'm talking to you, our wonderful TMOS family. If you want a show and you've got a concept, you know how busy we are behind the scenes. If you get a green light, floor it.
Yep.
Floor your car towards that intersection and zoom right through it. And then pivot your way through to whatever else you want to do. But
look, here's the way it works. This is the way it works. We never know what's going to stick to the wall.
No.
And have we had, this is completely honest. Oscar will back me up on this. We've had shows that have gotten traction. We have had shows that have not gotten traction. Mm-hmm. There are never, it's very difficult to ever think that you're going to have.
Bob and Joe are still alive, and they're making a livelihood out of it.
They promote, and they do, and they have a nice little following, and that's it. Is it ever going to meet this the show's numbers? Probably not, but you never know. You never know. And by the way, the key to your success, you would know that you'd hit a home run if you started getting more downloads than the Mike O'Mara show, and that's when I cancel you. That's the way it works.
No, okay? That's when we both share in the wealth.
Oh, that's right. Yes, absolutely.
That's but you know what it is.
Give it a try.
And who knows? You might end up on with Donnie Simpson.
Yeah.
This is
Donnie Simpson.
That's not why he's on with Donnie Simpson. Tony was Donnie's producer.
He got his radio chops back. It was just a silly joke. Tony Perkins show.
It was a silly joke.
And Donnie was like, I got to get him back. And now he's on TV and on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Tony Perkins.
Speaking of Tony Perkins, I sent a very nice message to Gary Stein because Gary Stein's photography I wish I knew the website. I'm sorry.
I think it's Gary Stein Photography. I'll find it for you.
Okay. It's wonderful. And I did a deep dive on it because I really like some of his shots. Boy, talk about a guy that married out of his class. Just amazing with Sarah, his wife.
Sarah Partridge.
Sarah Partridge and I dropped him a line and he's got a beautiful photography website.
Was it, who was she in Risky Business?
She was the one that Tom Cruise got caught having sex with the police outside the building.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. She played the best friend. One of Tom Cruise's friends.
I don't think so.
I'm almost positive.
I'll find out.
You say things that...
Gary's wife?
Yeah, Gary's wife. Mm-hmm. IMDb her. I'm telling you that... She was in Risky Business with Tom Cruise.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, didn't you didn't know that?
No, but she does not take a bad photo.
GarySteinPhotography.com.
All right, check it out. You'll see pictures of Sarah Partridge and a wonderful jazz singer. That's it. We got to take a break. When we come back, news, you may not need, we didn't get to the mailbag today. My apologies.
Another time.
I'm terribly sorry. We will do that. That was Pauly. We were fat with Pauly today. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello, this is your president. I was elected by you. Good. If you're hearing me now, you're listening to TMOS. Funny. But what if you want to see me? You can't. Sad. Because you don't watch radio. Sounds. But Mike Pence recently told me that you can watch this radio show. Surprise! Just go to YouTube and search Mike O'Mara Show Covfefe. Then you can subscribe and watch the show every day with old Mike, bald Rob, and creepy Oscar, distrustful.
What?
Also, Pony and Maddie Afterthought, sad. TMOS on YouTube. I would watch it, but I'm too busy eating meals at my White House. American fast food. It's the fastest and the greatest, and it's the funnest, winningest, successfulest, tallest, wettest, shiniest food in the planet. So remember, YouTube, it's on a computer, also on my tweet thing. Just put a taco salad in my pocket, and God bless America.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FabFitFun. Sound the trumpets! The FabFitFun winter box is on sale. Right now.
When?
Right now. The Winter Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others with their amazing box of sensational products. FabFitFun takes the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your interests and delivered right to your door. These boxes sell out fast, so sign up for yours today. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. This is what the sound is when Carla flips out.
I've seen it.
It's like Christmas four times a year. She screams, she dances, and such laughter, baby. I love it too. Never have I felt such giddiness. I'm walking on air. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Remember, go to FabFitFun.com and use the promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. You are going to love it. I guarantee it. Carla loves hers, and you can get giddy like me, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
Thank you.
Mike.
Wow. Yes, sir.
News, whenever it feels like breaking, I'm vindicated. Sarah Partridge played Gary Stein's wife, played one of Tom Cruise's friends on Risky Business, not one of the prostitutes.
Well, no, I never said she played a prostitute. Oh, okay. There's a fantasy. She plays Kessler, the babysitter.
All right. Just want to clarify.
Yeah, I never said she was one of the prostitutes, but she is in a scene where she is in an intimate setting with Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I could see that clip. I mean, I'd just like to know. I mean, I'm just kind of curious.
It's on Netflix.
Okay, thank you.
Or you could buy a digital versatile disc.
Yeah. All right, let me start my news. Bricks. Yankees legend Derek Jeter did not become the second person after Mariano Rivera to be a unanimous pick for the Baseball Hall of Fame because one person didn't vote for him. Jeter was on 396 of the 397 ballots cast by the Baseball Writers Association of America. It's unclear who didn't vote for him or who that person's favorite Boston Red Sox player is.
Actually, they did reveal who didn't vote for him. It was Matt Ponyboy Bloom.
I didn't like him.
There we go. Still, Jeter got 99.7% of the vote, which is the second biggest percentage after Rivera. Ken Griffey Jr. is now third. He got 99.3. It's just funny that one curmudgeony dick sports writer
wouldn't give it to him.
Just doesn't give it to him. You know, give him
that unanimous.
I was like,
that guy's too much of a stick man.
The only other player to get enough votes was Larry Walker, who finally made it in his last year of eligibility. He played outfield for the Expos, Rockies, and Cardinals. Kind of a surprising pick.
You know, that would be a bad name if he was a pitcher.
Larry Walker. And he was pitching to women.
That's right.
Those who didn't make the cut include Curt Schilling. Controversial. Roger Clemens. Potential steroids. Barry Bonds, same thing. And I don't know whether Omar Vizquel was involved in that. Jeter and Walker will be inducted on July 26th at the Hall in Cooperstown. They'll join catcher Ted Simmons and former Players Association head Marvin Miller, who were voted in last month by the Hall's Modern Era Committee. So congratulations to Derek Jeter. Yes, sir.
Long weekend, holiday weekend. You're out. You had a sick day as well. Any thoughts on this now what's become a bigger deal than we, I think, all ever thought, this sign-stealing situation in MLB with the Red Sox now firmly in place with, like, they did it.
Well,
they've done it.
You know, I think it's over simply because the chips fell and the axe fell on the manager. And I think that, you know, whether you go back, it's very tough to unring a bell when you've got a championship.
Are they going to strip the titles, do you think?
I don't think that's going to happen. But anything is possible. And the immediate firing of AJ Hinch and Alex Cora, it is so, so depressing to think that, you know, that this guy who was so promising as a Latin American manager.
Yeah.
And, you know,
now the Mets involved.
Yeah. You wonder, this is like steroids in a sport because all of a sudden it starts creeping into other teams and you see it everywhere. So I don't know what those
latest allegation and I don't know if you've seen this and I don't want to get this wrong. And it's Tony La Russa or Tony Lasorda. I got to figure out which one it was. But I read it coming into work today where there was a sign in a stadium, like a Gatorade sign, where they allege that this is back in the 80s. That they would flick the G on the Gatorade sign where it would be lit up or it would be actually dark, that would actually pitch, like that it would signal to
whether it was going to be a curveball or a fastball.
Yes.
That's so weird.
That is,
it's just
but
so
that
weird.
Is really, that's not like hiding a buzzer under your jersey. That's kind of like Charlie designed that. Like, we're going to have a jet fly over.
I thought it was a fake website when I saw the headline. And I was like, no, this is coming from ESPN.
Yeah. I got to do a deeper dive on it. You know, after Cora got fired, I was kind of like, whatever. And I'm, you know what? I'm as a fan, I'm kind of like, whatever if they strip the championship.
Okay.
From, you know? The one that I care about, if they were going to strip 2004 from them, then I'd be upset. Then I'd be concerned.
They won that one clean. No Gatorade sign at all.
They won that one clean. Yankee fans. Lady I once asked out on a date, Pamela Anderson, apparently believes the fifth time is the charm.
Yes.
Because she embarked on marriage number five. Monday night, her new husband is producer John Peters. He's 74. Pam is 52. They dated back in the 80s, but reconnected a few months ago and kept their relationship on the down low. Peters says, quote, they're, I want him to sound like Robert Evans.
That's, you know? Well, I imagine that's how he sounds.
He doesn't sound like Robert. I've heard the guy interviewed before, but I want him to be real.
And do it.
They're beautiful girls everywhere. I could have my pick. But for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela. She makes me wild in a good way. And Pam says, quote,
John is the original bad boy of Hollywood. No one compares.
She likes her bad boys.
We love each other without conditions. I'm a lucky woman. Proof God has a plan.
Don't bring God into it, Pamela. Pam was previously married to Tommy Lee.
Yes.
Kid Rock.
Yes.
And Rick Solomon, who did the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
She married him twice. Ew. Peters has also had four marriages, most famously to Leslie Ann Warren.
Oh, now that's she's box.
From 1967 to 1974, he was a hairdresser at the time.
Yeah.
That's how he met and started a relationship with his most famous wife, Barbara Streisand.
Keep in mind, he divorced Leslie Ann Warren 14 years before she made Clue. Put that on your Hollywood timeline.
Mike.
Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
It's Tony La Russa, and it's alleged that in Comiskey Park, they had a toggle switch for the Gatorade sign to show the actual, to show the pitcher, the batter, what it might be coming up.
Wow.
Don't swing at that ball. Don't swing
and
at that
Tony La Russa, who was, you know, had a storied career. Tony La Russa might be in the Hall of Fame.
I think he might be.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. But anyway, it's crazy. Someone posted an ad for Canapro CBD with Tom Hanks' picture on it, along with the phony quote, "The advances Dr. Oz has made in the CBD industry are remarkable. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't had the chance to try it out for myself. After using Canapro CBD for 2 weeks, I was already feeling like a new me." Tom posted a picture. This is, once again, I wonder, though. This is what, but I don't think this is.
Of course it is. No, it is.
I don't. Really? You think this is all manufactured by Tom's people?
Why would he even answer to it if he doesn't have an Oscar thing coming up? Come on.
Tom posted a picture of the ad and said, quote, "This is false and an intentional hoax. I've never said this and would never make such an endorsement."
Yeah, there is a lot of litigious activity going on with celebrities being their images being used without their consent.
But this is Tom Hanks. He would quietly go behind the scenes and have it yanked and then sue. He wouldn't go on Twitter and say, "Ha ha ha! I never said this."
It's suspicious because of all the pub that he gets.
No, he's got an Oscar nod coming up. That's what it
is. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you see the health concerns now for regular users of cannabis, of marijuana, smokers of marijuana?
Oh no, I haven't seen that.
Major cardiovascular issues.
Really?
That they're saying now because of that.
From the vaping or the actual smoking?
I think the smoking is one of the reasons for it. And chronic issues.
How you doing,
issues.
Rob?
And Rob Ford, that chronic cough won't go away.
I'm talking about you, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, I love pot. I have this bowl, Mike, on top of my refrigerator.
Right,
it's
filled with pot.
Full of marijuana. Lots of bud. I don't like a lot of stems and seeds because that gets in the way. So what I'll do is I'll take the bowl down and roll what I like to call a joint. I smoke it like a cigarette, but it gives me this pleasant effect, and I get so hungry.
Do you care about much after you smoke it?
I don't.
Okay, welcome. Thank you, Rob. A new survey asked people what office tasks they hate doing the most, and here are the top five. Number one, manual data entry. Number two, email. Number three, organizing digital files into the right folders.
Yes.
Number four, compiling reports. Number five, managing invoices. And in our office, Ponyboy hates telling anyone ever that there's something wrong.
Absolutely.
Rob wrote me a note that said number one here in the studio. Mind you, we're in three different locations. He said number one is fixing the stream.
You guys are psychic.
Or telling anyone that anything's wrong.
That's right. Yeah.
Remember, for all you young office workers out there, just because you go home doesn't mean the problem will go away.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's exactly right. No matter what you have on top of your fridge.
Yeah.
In the Good Morning America interview that aired yesterday, Ozzy Osbourne revealed that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being treated for a bad fall in his home last February. His wife Sharon said, quote, "It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in your body, and it's like you have a good day, and then a really bad day." One of the hardest things for Ozzy has been not working. He said, quote, "Coming from a working class background, I hate to let people down. I hate not to do my job. It gets me down because I can't contribute to my family." But he added, quote, "I ain't done yet. I ain't going to go anywhere yet. Jimmy Cerrito will not be coming into the restaurant today." Sorry. That's it. He's the biggest Ozzy fan that
top five reasons that you don't go to the restaurant today.
Ozzy's had Parkinson's for a while now.
Yes, you said it. Yeah. Somebody had to say,
you know, like,
something's been wrong with Ozzy. Yeah.
The doctors also
know,
discovered, Mike, they found out that he had long hair. Came out.
Go back to the Osbournes. Like, watch one of those reruns.
He shakes.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't diagnose it because they thought that was just Ozzy's drug addict
state.
He's
beating it.
He doesn't seem like the guy that goes to the doctor a lot. Like, he might not be to the dentist every 6 months. I'm just guessing.
I don't know. Oh, but if he did, he'd get implants.
Yeah.
And he'd go to the same guy, my guy. He's a rock star. I discovered Prince. Please, yeah. And I can eat corn on the cob now. Now, I realize my teeth look like Bugs Bunny teeth.
Chickens.
But I can eat corn on the cob. And then they have a picture as the narrator's coming on. Yeah. Going, "Please check out these dental implants." And the guy's going, anyway. And now a little something. There's a 36-year-old guy. His name is Daniel Booth.
Oh.
And Daniel Booth is from McLenny, Florida. Don't ask me where. I don't care. And he was at his job at a solar power plant last week.
Sure.
When the cops showed up to arrest him on a warrant for selling meth. But Daniel decided to make a run for it. And he jumped into a pond to try to hide from the cops under the water. But he was busted when he came up for air. Now he'll also be facing charges for trying to escape. Daniel's theory was that he'd be able to get more air through his mouth due to his lack of teeth. Thank you very much. That's right.
I'll be able to stay under here.
That's a solid theory.
I'll stay under here with no teeth to block the air, and I'll stay under here for about 40 years.
Anyway, that's it. We're going to take a break.
Can he eat corn?
Corn on the cob.
You should go to this doctor. He's a rock star.
We'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. I know that it's cold and windy right now, but spring is right around the corner. That means it's not too early to submit your application. Appreciation. That means it's not too early to submit your application for the 2020 class of the Matt Bloom Charisma Crash Course. 2020 marks the 7th anniversary of this classic tutorial in using your innate appeal to get what you want. And this year's theme is cologne and sweet talk. Sign up and learn the secrets to proactive excitement, bedroom eyes, that winning walk, and the 10,000-watt smile that screams bloom. Students accepted before February 10th get a free jar of olives while supplies last. Oh, God, you got me with that one. Oh, dear. The class, as always, will be conducted this summer at the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland, with acres of free parking. It's just a short walk from the state-of-the-art Magic Johnson movieplex. Enrollees will receive a complimentary Pony Boy do-rag. So act now. All participants will also receive the Mike O'Mara bonus show. You can get that one, too. Just click the banner ad on our website. You get access to all our good stuff. The passport to the Asport.
Yes.
You're going to love it. The TMOS bonus show. Grab it now and charm your way to success. There you go.
Love it.
Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak.
Funny, I didn't get my olives.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'll send them over as soon as I can.
Thank you. Mike, have you been hit by any iguanas?
Not down here. No, we don't have the iguanas widespread in my part of Florida.
This is a problem in Florida, I think mostly around the Tampa area. They've got this cold snap. You talked about how it's near freezing down there.
Yes, they fall asleep.
The iguanas are in the trees. They fall asleep of the cold, and they fall down onto people.
It's almost like they go totally to sleep. Generally speaking, if it warms up quickly afterwards, they can recover. But smaller animals sometimes will not recover. I knew of a gentleman who was collecting them all over the street and just throwing them in the back of his station wagon. And all of a sudden, as he's driving down US 1, these things are coming along and crawling on his back and almost caused a wreck.
Mike, do you have any neighbors that just drive around in there, and I quote him, station wagon, and pick up iguanas and just throw them in the back?
That warms them up. Once they warm up, they're okay.
That's right.
If they're little and they get the hypothermia that causes them to go into a coma.
Right.
They go into like coma, yeah. And the little ones can't come out of it.
Yeah.
The big ones, the more dangerous ones.
Yeah, the ones that you throw in the station wagon.
Yeah. The only time I saw them in the Caribbean one time, but not a lot of iguanas down. You'll go down Sanibel, I think. Might have a couple of them down there.
Pivotal point in the plot of Bad Boys 2, which, by the way, congratulations to Will Smith and Martin Lawrence for having the number one movie in the country.
Yes,
Who saw that coming? I will go see that.
It's got amazing reviews.
I got to go this week.
Wish I could fly up and go with you.
The iguanas in Bad Boys 2 are setting off the alarm at the drug lord's home.
Right.
So they end up disabling the motion activity because the iguanas will keep on setting it off. But that's how Martin Lawrence and Will Smith get into the premises and actually take and wreck shop.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I watched 1 and 2 this weekend.
Iguanas.
Iguanas in the new.
Now, I have to play this for Oscar and also for Maddie. There's a preview of the episode of The Bachelor that airs this Monday. And, Mike, there is a merry mix-up. Do you remember Peter the pilot who likes to have sex in the windmill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was going out on a date with Victoria. And what ABC set up is an exclusive personal concert from country singer Chase Rice.
Ooh.
But there's a problem.
I have a surprise for Victoria. We have our own private Chase Rice concert.
Oh, my God. Chase and I dated.
Wait, what?
I can't do this.
So she used to bang the guy that they're seeing in
concert. The country music star.
Slut.
Hey, how dare you, Mike? How dare you? No. The odds of a young lady who wants to be on national television to date someone in front of the world.
Yes.
Having dated a country music star in the past.
Well, actually.
Those are probably high if you really look at those numbers.
It's more likely when you find out that the country star is named Chase.
Wow.
And Mike, we close with a young boy. He looks about to be 2 years old, having a conversation with his Alaskan Malamute.
Oh, oh. Oh, big dog.
I'm sorry, I got the tape mislabeled, Mike. That's the preview of the halftime show. That's J-Lo and Shakira. And you'll be seeing them on Fox TV on February 2nd. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Wow. Oh, that might be that. Okay. Sorry about that.
I know. We're good.
It's all good.
That's it. That's it. That was on my end, everybody. That's it. Another show has come and gone. Thank you very much. Tomorrow we'll get to your mailbag that we didn't get today. So remember that. We will have that for you and lots more fun and thrills from Chile, D.C. to Chile, Florida. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Oh.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You're drinking too much, Your Excellency.
Excellency Fiddlesticks. My name's Fred, and I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.
Oh, fudge.